I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
This is The Nest, our mini-sode that is all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. You know, we like to just check in with you on a Thursday and let you know what we're loving in our home right now. My home is currently filled with dust and debris, but for the rest of you, you might have a better situation going on.
So tell me about some of the cool, like, what are the top, just a couple of surprises that you're finding that you want to bring into your house.
Well, I definitely am excited about my Blue Star range. And I mentioned this to you, and I just could not be more delighted about it. So it is, Blue Star ranges are made in Pennsylvania. They've been made in Pennsylvania since like the 1800s. I mean, they've been made there forever. They have a really cool history. And so I have a couple of friends who are great cooks and in the restaurant business and in the food world that have these in their home. And so they said, hey, why don't you look at Blue Star? And there are a lot of great range brands out there. You know, and if you're going to go for the premium kind of commercial ones, which was a real priority for me, this is a great option. And what's so cool about them, Marjorie, is you can get them custom painted on the front, any color, and you can get the knobs any color. They have like 150
colors. Oh, that's great. Colors. Oh, how it's fun. And they're made in America.
They're made in America. Yeah, which is really
cool.
Nice. So
I love those old heritage companies.
I love those too. So I'm getting a Blue Star range, which I'm thrilled about. I am not doing anything too wild. I'm doing just the plain stainless with really beautiful brass trim on the knobs and then on the oven handle. But that's something I'm just super excited about. I also found a tile that I am really looking forward to getting, and I've got to find a better picture of it to post to you, but I found it at the tile shop, and there's tile shops all over the country, and there's a designer named Annie Selke who has a line of tile at the tile shop. And this tile, I wanted something really special and cool to go in the back of our coffee bar / wine bar that we're creating. Right. So we have a really cute little beverage station that'll have a small sink and, you know, a little beverage fridge, and then some beautiful shelves above with glass on the cabinet fronts, and then places to put wine bottles on top and wine glasses and everything. So I found this tile that is like this cool kind of matte gray and white with these shiny gold, like splatter specks all over it.
Oh, pretty.
And I'm going to do that on the whole wall behind the coffee bar so that it will look like shiny and fun and sort of like a party right there. Because how we're looking at that little space is sort of the party space. When people come over, that's where you'll go to get a glass of wine or make a cocktail. And if you're staying over and you're going to have your coffee, why not start the day with a little party?
Oh, so that's great.
Where a lot of the finishes I'm doing are pretty classic and timeless, that one I went a little edgier on because I thought I just want one sort of punch of fun in there. And so, you know, that's what I'm doing.
In our house in St. Paul, we had silestone counters.
Yes.
And we picked a black with a little silver fleck in it. And what was unexpected about that is when the sun would come through the window, it reflected all over the kitchen. So it was really sort of sparkly, and it was much more sparkly than I thought, but I always loved that punch. We may have had a little too much of it. I think you doing it in the tile, that's a good call. That's a really good call.
I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited. Okay, now I want to know from you, what are you loving at your home right now? Because you have a very special addition that showed up to your house in Kansas, and now I'm just obsessing over this.
So I went to our house in Kansas, and my husband had surprised me. I knew we were getting it, but I didn't know that it would be there the weekend that I was coming to visit. He had all ready to go a Japanese style hot soaking tub. So this isn't a hot tub. This is just a tub that has still hot water in it, sort of in the ancient tradition, I guess. But it is amazing. And it's wonderful. I've never been a huge fan of hot tubs with all the jets. Because if I'm going to go sit and outside, and I want the quiet.
Yeah, you want the quiet, and there's a lot of chemicals in those hot tubs. That's what I always get nervous about.
Yeah, there's a lot of chemicals, a lot of chlorine. I get that. The cool thing about this is it uses what they call an ozone sanitizer to sanitize the water. So the water can stay clean for 6 months. So you change the water out every 6 months or so. It could probably, if you really balance it well, it could probably even go longer than that. But it's really cool because we have it in our yard and it's surrounded by sort of greenery. So when we empty the tub, there aren't any strong chemicals in it. You can just empty it and water your garden, which I also like. There's no, it's just water. I think he did put a teaspoonful. I don't really know how he balances it, but like a teaspoonful of chlorine, but that's it. And then the rest is sort of sanitized by the ozone generator. But
wow,
it's really, really cool. And it just fits the two of us. So it's not big. It's very minimalistic looking. So if you think of a sort of a traditional Japanese hot soaking tub, they might be sort of those wood kind of tubs, which are very attractive as well. This isn't that. It's black. It's sort of sleek. We sort of live in a little pocket of woods. So it just, that you see, like when you're sitting in it, you look at the woods, like I faced the woods and Ian faced the house. And so it's very sweet. And part of the reason we got it, my husband has had some health issues, and this was part of protocol. There are a lot of health benefits. There are a lot of health benefits for your bones and for your muscles and for all of those sorts of things. So, but it's lovely altogether. It's
so
really
fabulous.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So does it heat up at all? Is it any sort of warm temperature or what's the temp?
108 degrees.
What?
108. It's a
so
Japanese.
It is a hot tub.
It is
it's a
hot
tub of hot.
Tub.
It's just not like a hot tub in terms of the idea of the jets.
Yeah.
Oh my. So God. And who makes this? Because I'm dying to know. I got to look into this.
It's a company called Furo. F-U-R-O. F-U-R-O. And I think it's called Furo Health Tubs. But, you know, the idea is that for people who have like arthritis and some of those other sort of chronic pain issues, and I'm not making any health claims here at all, but it's supposed to help with that. And so we'll see. But for just relaxing and for sleeping, it's really, really wonderful. Because if you go in, we would go in about 15 minutes every night. And then you just sleep so deeply because your whole body just relaxes. So it's really, really great. And the company's in Michigan, I think. So they make them in Michigan and then they shipped it to the house in Kansas. But it's pretty cool. I'm pretty thrilled about that one.
Okay, so that's fabulous, Marjorie.
That's what we're bringing into
it.
The home. Yeah,
that's what's
wonderful.
Happening. We had big ticket items today.
We did.
Sometimes it's like a candle. Today was a little different.
Yeah, this is the saving episode. These are the things you save for. Yeah, these are not small items. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcast and share it with a friend. If you are super motivated, give us a review at Apple Podcasts.
And please reach out to us. We love hearing from you. You can find both of us on Instagram at Best to the Nest or at Eliz Reese. And at It's Me Marjorie 1. We are also on Facebook and Twitter.